It is often said that the moment you fall from inviting people to your house with generosity and enter into dialogue of business, immediately the consciousness changes. Even when somebody is invited by generosity in your house and you are very kind, very fine, but start talking about business and immediately the consciousness begins to mine and dine and profit making and how to throttle the other one in competition, how to gain more profit, etc. But even while doing this action, if your spirit is of a high nature, then even while doing those actions, you will not fall. This is the secret of Karma Yoga. If you know that the spirit of action, while doing an action, is always uplifted, then even while doing action, maybe even highly egoistic action, normally, even while doing an action in which your egoism becomes very powerful, even that action is washed out if your spirit is correct. Now, it is on this basis that the whole secret of Karma Yoga is constructed. Just as in the case of Jnana Yoga, it is employment of buddhi which lifts you up from lower to the higher. Similarly, in the Karma Yoga, it is the spirit in which you do the action that lifts you up. Now, how that spirit is to be tackled? Sri Krishna gives you three propositions in the second chapter. First is that you should, while doing action, not desire the fruits of action. This is the first statement. You do the action, but the spirit will be changed the moment you do not try to cleave at the results of action. Your spirit will be quite different. This is the first way by which your spirit is uplifted. The second process is Samastvam Yoga Uchyate. If you remain equal-minded, then also you do any action. But in that action, you remain samatva, have equality, whether you get success or failure, honor or dishonor, happiness or misery, whatever, remain samatva and do the action. This is the second secret given by Sri Krishna as to how to keep the right spirit while doing action.
Do your action